Hello neighbors, welcome to Fit to Eat, the Newfoundland Labrador Farm and Food Show. I'm Ivan Emke, your host. There is a saying that in a small pond, you can quickly become a big fish. Today's guest must feel this every day. At the moment, his company is the only commercial cheesemaker in the province. He's hoping that changes soon. He's an evangelist for bringing in more cheesemakers. He doesn't want the market all to himself. No, he wants company. He wants collaborators. He wants to help build an industry.
We were, you know, raised on Cracker Barrel, Cheese Whiz, and Kraft Singles.
My old hen's a good old hen. She lays eggs for the railroad man. Sometimes 8 and sometimes it's 10, and that's enough for the railroad.
The learning curve was so massive. It's not until you're in the spot and things are going and you got to figure it out. You're trying to do cheese making and you're trying to do distribution and sales. And it was a big jump from where we were to this location. Surplus of milk in Newfoundland. We're shipping a lot of it off island to be processed. I don't know why we're not making the butter here. I don't know why we're not making more cheese here or yogurt. These are things we can do right here. And again, the sky's the limit with cheese.
More times than I can recall, I've been at meetings where people are talking about the need for more secondary processing of food here in the province. At some point, an eager person will pipe up, well, there's that cheesemaker guy out in the Goulds. It's offered as evidence that not all is lost. Someone is doing some secondary processing. Today, we meet that cheesemaker guy. It is early December. I head to the Goulds, to a commercial plaza with a big grocery store. I drive around looking for the big signs for the cheese factory or the giant cheese on top of a building, but I find an unassuming warehouse building out back. I walk in, and the sweet, warm smell of ripening cheese tells me I'm in the right place. Join us.
My name's Adam Blanchard, and we are at Five Brothers Artisan Cheese Plant here in the Goulds.
You're the only cheesemaker in Newfoundland Labrador that I know of.
I'm the only one that I know of as well. That being said, I know there are lots of people who at home make their own cheeses, which I find extremely encouraging, great to see.
Yeah. So what took you on this path to make cheese?
I finished up culinary school in Prince Edward Island and came back not really sure what I was going to do or where I was going to go. And the new year rolled around and I found a secondhand small cheese press on Kijiji, actually, and had gotten a cheese making book for a home cheese making book for Christmas, and I was like, I'm gonna get this. This is a sign, and like maybe this is a new skill I need to learn for 2011 now. Yeah. So I got the press in, and I was working at a restaurant here in St. John's at the time, and on my spare time because it was winter, so the restaurants are a little slower. I started making cheese for friends and family, and they really enjoyed it, and they really liked it. Then someone suggested, well, what if there's no one doing this, you know, at the farmer's market? Why don't you check it out and see about going there? So I looked into that, and sure enough, there was no cheesemaker in the farmer's market, so I decided to start making it, and just as a little side project, formed the business, named it after myself and my four younger brothers. Kept trying to quote-unquote stockpile. Again, I was doing it out of a kitchen and restaurant sort of when they were closed, and again, it was very micro, small amount. And I stockpiled for, what was it, February, March, April, 3 months. And then the market started at the end of May. And in 2 weeks, I had gone through what I had stockpiled for three months. Yeah. It was just an incredible summer. I went back to the chef I was working with at the time and was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, I'm going to blow through all this. And we talked about it and started making mozzarella and queso fresco. And again, it just kept snowballing. Great summer at the end of it. I had a couple interviews in the paper. People had been, really receptive of the cheese and coming back for more, which is what you want, return customers. And decided, you know what, let's pursue this full time and let's get it going, because you know, you don't know when an opportunity like this may come by again. I found a spot up on in Center City and just set it up as a small commercial kitchen and was making it there for, I believe, 2 years. Then it got to the point where I participated in all, you know, these food events and gotten cheese around, and I was doing small amount of retail and I couldn't keep up and I was wearing myself out. And you know, over the course of those 2 years, I had met Julia, my fiance, and she hadn't moved down. We had to move, we had to expand, we had to do something, because it was just not feasible to keep going the way we were going. Mm-hmm. I knew this, and I knew, you know, that we would have to go through and get, you know, loans, and because mm-hmm. this is mm-hmm. we're going to upscale and the equipment and everything is not going to be cheap. So we did all that and we moved out to the Goulds and we got set up. We were now doing on a 1,000-liter scale compared to 8 or 16 liters you know, at the beginning. The learning curve was so massive, you know, because this was an actual artisanal cheese producer or location. While I had gone to make cheese in other places over the years and see things, it's not until you're in the spot and things are going and you got to figure it out and you're trying to do cheese making and you're trying to do distribution and sales, and you know, it was a big jump from where we were to this location. And it was almost like starting again. The biggest thing for us since we've come here is we have the ability to receive raw milk directly from the farm. Now, when we got into the Goulds location, we weren't set up for that. We were using 20-liter pasteurized, homogenized poly bags.
Okay.
That Central Dairies would drop off once or twice a week.
So it'd be like any restaurant would get, maybe.
Exactly. Then. You know, any milk at Tim Hortons, I'm sure, was the same.
Yeah.
And I always said to people, imagine asking a winemaker to go to Sobeys, get the grapes, and make the wine.
There's a reason why they don't.
Exactly. They'll do it, but that's not what they want.
Yeah.
They wanted the real grapes. Yeah. We wanted the real milk. Yeah. Our cheese was suffering because of this milk. I couldn't get it to melt the way it should. I couldn't get it to slice, cut, grate, all the things that cheese should be doing.
So what's the difference between raw milk for those out there and what you were getting at the time?
Now we're getting raw milk and we're still pasteurizing it.
Okay.
When we turn it into cheese.
Yeah.
But the big thing is it's not homogenized.
Okay.
So all that beautiful fat is still in the milk. Uh-huh. And this is what makes the difference. You know, when it's a pasteurized, homogenized product from Central Dairies, not that there's anything wrong with that, mm-hmm. but that's, you know, not what we needed, because it was homogenized and the fat was mm-hmm. whipped out.
Yeah, so most people who haven't been to a dairy don't realize that the milk then separates out cream and then milk when it's not homogenized. Homogenized means it's just basically, it's all one viscosity or whatever.
Exactly.
And but that affects the quality of the cheese.
Massively. And it was honestly like day and night once we started getting the new milk. It was honestly like rebranding and having to go out there to all these places and be like, here, thank you for your support over the past few years. Really, thank you. Now try this.
Right.
Or going to a place that may not have, you know, used cheese and being like, listen, I understand why you may not have. Here, try this. You know, so it was just absolutely from the color to the texture to the smell to all those issues that I had, gone.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, natural, and we're so lucky, because if it wasn't for the dairy farmers in Newfoundland, we wouldn't be able to do what we love to do. And we're truly a farm-to-table story where we're the middle man in this, and it comes to us and we turn it into something delicious and send it on. We've got a surplus of milk in Newfoundland. We're shipping a lot of it off island mm-hmm. to be processed. I don't know why we're not making the butter here. I don't know why we're not making more cheese here or yogurt. These are things we can do right here. We talk about food security, self-sustainability all the time. And the government wants to increase food production over the next few years. I think this is a huge opportunity that's right at our doorstep. You know, we've got the ability to get it set up. We've got the raw materials. Mm-hmm. Let's do it here instead of having it all come in off the ferry.
The key would be to find 60 or 70 other people like you.
there are people out there.
Is there music that you listen to when you're working?
I'm honestly all over the place. Yeah. Depending on my mood, I'll be listening to Bach. Yeah. Or I'll be dancing away, listening to Beyonce or... Chili Peppers next. I do love a good local Newfoundland band. I try to listen to as much as Sherman Downey as I can.
So. Okay.
Three-piece suit and a pocket watch and a belly full of burgundy wine. Barfly Billy said, "Hey, what's the skinny? Ain't you used to be a friend of mine?" Some people said that he was looking for something, something the East of steam. Leaving Oklahoma for that Kansas City train. I remember it was Sunday morning, that church bell rumbling on. Three men from the penitentiary came looking, gone. He was out there seeking forgiveness for the things that he had done. And for a bag of money, they shot poor Charlie and his friend Bitter Creek with a six gun. Oh, Billy, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna keep my head down.
But the arm of the law's been looking for you.
I'm gonna keep my head down.
There's a picture of your face in the local saloon. Best try running by the light of the moon. Or stay in answer to the caller.
That was Sherman Downey and the Ambiguous Case with their song, The Calling. Today I'm with Adam Blanchard. We're sitting on plastic lawn chairs, chatting about cheese, the challenges of starting out in business, and the importance of teaching our children about food.
I mean, you talked a bit about the challenges getting set up and, you know, sort of taking that jump and saying, yeah, we're going to do this because the universe is saying this is the time or whatever. Are there other things that would help young people make that decision?
I think it's an educational process where we go to the schools and say, listen, this is what we can do here. And you sort of see the light bulb go off or the eyes open. Okay, wow, I never thought about where cheese actually comes from. Mm-hmm. You know, for, majority of my life, I didn't either. like I joke, we were raised on Cracker Barrel, Cheese Whiz, and Kraft Singles.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got older that I, realized. So it's a huge educational process here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And I think that's definitely one way we can get more people into agriculture, secondary processing, the list goes on, is by getting into the schools and showing them, okay, it's more than just planting potatoes or that stigma of a farmer that you may have, these are the other cool things you can do with food and farming. And I knew that getting into this, I knew that this wasn't going to be a short-term project. You know, I had just turned 30. I thought that this would be a great opportunity to plant some roots here in Newfoundland, do something that, no one else was doing. Mm-hmm. And it just benefits everyone when we support local. Like I say, the money stays in the community, jobs are created. We want to not only grow ourselves, but we want to grow a small industry. People ask me all the time, oh, what would you think if there was another cheese producer that opened up? And I'd be like, that'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic. It'd be like a brotherhood sort of thing. And I'd love to have someone down the road that I can go say, hey, Frank, when you did this, how did that turn out, right? Exactly. It's like the craft breweries here in Newfoundland these days. And just means more jobs.
What are the people telling you who are buying the cheese? Do they talk to you about what kind of taste. And I'm sure the Newfoundland Labrador palate is slightly different around cheese as well, because we don't have the long traditions as they do in France or Quebec of really unusual strong cheeses. Do you hear it much from customers?
Some, definitely. That's sort of what we try to do is, you know, our cheese, our curds, our fresh cheeses, you know, make them for everyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a smaller percentage of people that want a stinky blue cheese.
Right. Precisely.
Then would rather a smoked cheddar, sort of,
right,
speak.
Right.
Yeah. We want to age cheeses. People want us to age cheeses. Listen, if
they're
I could age cheeses...
They're just buying them off you too soon.
Right, exactly. If I could snap my fingers and age them, that'd be fantastic. But that's where the curds and that again comes into play, because that's cash flow in a business. And it's like a scotch or a wine sitting on the shelves aging away. It's not paying your bills.
You're available at a number of stores and so on, but are you at the point now where the demand is still outstripping what you can do?
It is. And we can be producing more. We're in a unique time right now. I feel like just before we moved from Center City to the Goulds all over again. Mm-hmm. We're short-staffed. You know, Julie and I are stretched very thin, trying to do as much as we can and do it all. You know, I've got Sophie's and Dominion knocking on the door, and I look at where we are now, then the building and the facility, and I see that we're going to need to make changes, possibly move to a new location. And it's not going to be tomorrow, but I can see it. You know, we just don't have the space and the capacity, because especially if Sobeys and Dominion really come on board, then that's going to push us to another level, you know. And they want to support us and, you know, work with us. And again, the sky's the limit with cheese. Mm-hmm. You can make any number of types. Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing. Always seeing what works best and what people respond well to. And we had a cheese expert in from Quebec last week, and it's a non-for-profit organization that goes around to different cheese producers and comes in and helps them out with different things, and it was great. It was difficult, but it was great, because it's always good to have someone else's eyes on that, can look at things. Maybe you're not seeing things the way you normally would or should, because you've just got, you know, blinders on, so many things happening. But he pointed out, you know, the sort of flaws of the design. You know, he looked at us and said, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want me to build a plan for this location, or do you want me to build a plan for a new location?
Yeah.
And I've got a cool little thing we're doing with the Munn Engineering Department.
Okay.
We're working with them for their term project. They're looking at Five Brothers Cheese and the whey water that's left over in the process. Mm-hmm. And there's 20 students, and they've broken up into five groups. And their term project is to figure out the best solution, best way, if you want, to use the whey.
Yeah.
And what we can do with that, because there are a number of things, you know, you can't do a soap, ricotta, if you're set up for that. Looking forward to that, them finishing that up, which should be any day, and this Quebec cheese report to you come down, and maybe, you know, I think it's time I sit down and you know, have letters of intent from Sobeys and Dominion, and I go to the government and I say, let's really do this, kick it up a notch, because the time is now.
You're at the market, the farmer's market, you're in a lot of stores across the island, and then you're having the major grocery stores coming to you. It's like you're everywhere
trying to do it all. We are trying to get everywhere. Where, you know, we again, the more milk we use and the more cheese, last year from October 2017 to October 2018, we produced 25,000 kilograms of cheese. You know, that's pretty cool. I think about that the days you get bummed out or down as a small business owner. It's these things that you got to look at and realize and sort of motivate you to keep plugging away, because honestly, I've always said it, you know, try to have that long-term vision, but always take it one day at a time, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know who's going to call, who's going to show up.
And in the meantime, you're experimenting with various things. You're trying cranberries or honey or so. What are the things that you're interested in doing with the cheese?
Whatever we can, honestly. You know, we want to work with other local businesses. We want to support the honey farmers and mm-hmm. cranberry farmers. There's a goat, couple of people who are wanting me to make goat cheese, and mm-hmm. I always joke and say, come on with it, because that'd be really cool. And a lot of people do ask for goat cheese. And that's it. We really do want to work with everyone, because we're better off when we do that, you know, and it just makes us stronger as, you know, business community, you know, in agriculture and everything. So we try to get involved. We do all sorts of markets and fairs and whatever we can, because it's good exposure and you get to meet different people.
Down in Mexico, maybe throw your guns in a Colima, make a little bit of money selling coconuts to the local mamacitas. But don't you ever think about going home, don't you think about back home, for if you do, it'd be the end of you. Don't you think about going back home. Oh Billy, what you gonna do?
Sherman Downey, along with his crack band, The Ambiguous Case, and their song, The Calling, as recommended by Adam Blanchard.
Do you have some ideas in terms of other ways in which we can get more people like yourself, not just making cheese, but, you know, starting vegetable gardens and other kind of products and so on? Is there
again, I think it comes back to educating the kids. Mm-hmm. That's, again, one thing we like to do is go to the schools and talk, because, like I say, there was no one. We didn't know what cheese was because there's no one around making it. We've gone from Newfoundland's only artisanal cheese producer to Newfoundland's only cheese producer, and for a while, I'm still not sure if this, but I think it is, that we're now Newfoundland's only secondary dairy processor.
Right.
So, you know, getting the kids involved, and, you know, this is, it'll tie into, you know, healthy eating and things like that. I see major opportunities for distribution amongst agriculture and agri-food businesses, you know, maybe a cooperative setup where people are just, you know, using one van to go across. I think there should be a look into food hubs. So instead of me having to go drive to Cornerbrook, let's say, to drop mm-hmm. cheese off, maybe we set something up in Grand Falls or Gander mm-hmm. where everyone comes in and drops off what they need and it goes from there. Because again, this is not just us. I've talked to other businesses and everyone's saying the same thing. We need to make it easier for people to get into farming. And
cheese is just one of the secondary products out of dairy. You know, obviously, we have no yogurt making. makers, we have no butter makers, as you mentioned, we have no ice cream makers and so on. I don't know if there's any interest in that, but is there a way, you know, we could create a Newfoundland yogurt or something? Like, is there something unique here? Could we still use some wild yeast that's out there in the woods?
Some moss? Yeah. Moss. There's a lot that, you know, again, in dairy that we can be doing here. The butter, the yogurts, the cheese, the ice creams. I go to different events and I hear a lot about exporting. The government wants to be able to not only, you know, be able to be self-sufficient, but to be able to export. Mm-hmm. Again, I think this is a huge opportunity that can be done in the dairy sector. Why can we not, again, be making butter out on the West Coast and exporting it to Newfoundland, like, and putting in something unique in it that's only available here?
Molasses, maybe. Molasses butter is not bad.
All right, there you go. But again, there's all these opportunities, and then, like I said, it's like the pieces of the puzzle are there. We just need the people to put them together, and we need a couple champions who are going to come in and, you know, work with us on these projects, because we're in it for the long haul. I'm not going anywhere.
Would it have been possible to do this 10 or 20 years ago, or have things changed and they're slowly kind of on the edge here?
I think, you know, one thing Newfoundland and Labrador has to look at is the availability of information. Mm-hmm. And I really think globalization and telecommunications and the internet have really benefited Newfoundland and Labrador. Mm-hmm. 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't have been probably able to access the information needed online. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge part. That's where, you know, we go to troubleshoot issues and find out where we have to get the hot water boilers sent in special from Houston, right?
That you're watching carefully right now just to make sure they're still working.
Exactly, exactly. Because there's no one here to do these things. So
we've talked a lot about disadvantages. I mean, we haven't here. You've been very positive about many things. But are there advantages to being a pioneer in secondary processing in this province at the moment?
This has been the best decision I've ever made.
Really?
Yeah. I often say, no matter what happens at the end of the day, this is by far been, I've had so much fun.
Yeah.
The people I've met, places I've been able to go, the chefs that I've worked with, it's really been phenomenal. And I'm so grateful for all the opportunities that I've, you know, had and been given. And it's, you know, there's no one else doing this. So it's really cool to be able to, you know, I remember one time when I was doing this a few years ago, I was at a bar having just a drink at the end of the day, and I was there, and there was a couple next to me, and we started talking, and they were like, Are you the Adam, the cheesemaker from Five Brothers? I'm like, that'd be me, yeah. And you know, it's fun. If you told me 6 years ago that we'd be out in the Goulds, the only cheesemaker in the province, making 25,000 kilos and looking to expand again, I'd say you're crazy.
Yeah. What's your favorite Newfoundland food? It can be your cheese, or it can be something else. I know it's non-cheesy. Your favorite non-cheese?
Non-cheese? Yeah. All right. You know, there's nothing like a good Jigs dinner on a Sunday evening. And I really do love what Chinch Bistro is doing with their meats down there. You know, it's another great story. And watching them grow and move, they're fantastic.
Is it fair to ask you which cheese you enjoy the most?
Which cheese of mine?
Of yours? Of yours,
I don't make it as often as I like because we're just not able to. But the fresh mozzarella is it's really something delicious. But it's like asking which one's your favorite kid.
I know. It's not favorite. That's sometimes the one I've got in my head, but I haven't had time to make yet. That's your favorite.
Right, exactly.
Well, I should let you get back to work, but thanks so much for chatting, and good luck in that next set of big decisions you'll be making.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, and looking forward to seeing what the future holds.
That, folks, is what entrepreneurship looks like. That's what commitment looks like. That's what taking a chance looks like. I've been speaking with cheesemaker Adam Blanchard, the visionary and the heavy lifter behind Five Brothers Artisan Cheese. Next time you eat a piece of cheese, look closely at it. What can you see? Entrepreneurship? Hard work? Commitment? Yep. It's not just a tasty piece of coagulated milk phosphoproteins.
We've gone from Newfoundland's only artisanal cheese producer to Newfoundland's only cheese producer. We're now Newfoundland's only secondary dairy processor.
This has been Fit to Eat, the Newfoundland Labrador Farm and Food Show. For more information, go to www.fittoeatnl.ca. The music for today's show was The Calling by Sherman Downey and The Ambiguous Case. The theme music, Cluck Old Hen, was done this week by Fats Kaplan. This is a production of Kitchen Table Communications. I'm Ivan Emke. Join me again next time. Happy trails.
This has been the best decision I've ever made.
Really?
Yeah.